Yes. Oh, all the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. Walmart Jeff hanging out with you on a Friday. I'm super excited because Pay Your Bills is back. A lot of people pay their bills on weekends.
Yeah.
You know, you need to like take a moment.
Grocery shopping on Sunday is the worst.
I know. And then you got to pay your bills. Well, yeah. Pay Your Bills is back. So just make sure you're here Monday morning because starting Monday morning, we're going to give you 12 chances a day to win $1,000. Nobody awesome. Gives away that amount of money, Walmart no, Jeff.
It's a lot of money.
We do it. And your first chance to win will be coming up Monday at 7:10. All right. Well, it is Friday. It is Friday at 6:10, which means it's just about time for Second Date Update. We do it every Friday at this time. If you go on a first date, you have a great time. You really want to see that person again. You can't stop thinking about them. But then you get ghosted and you never hear from them. You call us and we get answers.
Yeah, it's a real bummer. And we do our best to get the answers.
And we really do a good job. We're in Middletown this morning. Celeste wants to be on Second Date Update. She went on a great first date. She's going to tell us about it. And then we're going to call her date. So grab your coffee. Second Date Update coming up in 5 minutes. Almost time for Second Date Update. All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. Walmart Jeff, are you ready to go to Middletown this morning?
Nope.
Okay, well, you're going to go. It is Second Date Update time. If you go on a first date and you make a connection, you want to see that person again, but for some reason, you don't hear from them, you call us and we get answers. We've got Celeste in Middletown this morning. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well. Welcome to the show. Hopefully, we can help you out.
I hope so.
All right. Well, I know you want to be on Second Date Update. You sent me a message, and obviously you know that means you obviously went on a great first date, but you haven't got a second date, and you want to know why. So tell me about this first date.
So we went out together, and he surprised me by picking me up in the convertible. It was really cool.
Ooh, nice.
And we take a drive down to the shore, okay. And the weather was absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. We ate outside, mm-hmm. We had some seafood, and we went for this awesome walk on the beach.
Oh, my God.
And it was just, we had a lot of fun, and I'd really love to see him again, but I haven't heard from him at all.
Strange.
So I don't know what happened.
I don't either because I would love that. I was telling my fiance the other day, I said, why can't we just take a drive to the shore and a walk on the beach? I just want to do that. I want to see the beach, smell the beach, walk on the beach. Sounds like the perfect date to me. How was the conversation?
It was good. Everything flowed very nicely. Like it felt nice. It felt very like just simple and easy. Enjoyable. And it, like there wasn't really much.
Okay.
Like, not like a forced conversation, just very smooth.
Right.
It felt right.
What is wrong, Walmart Jeff?
Nothing. See, no, it sounds like it was a great date, but I'm here to poke some holes in the date.
Well, don't be inappropriate. What?
Did you pay or offer to pay for your dinner or lunch or whatever you guys did?
Seafood's expensive, yeah.
I didn't. No.
No? Okay.
No. Right. I don't think that bothered him.
Did you offer up any other services throughout the night?
Oh, my, stop, Walmart.
I did not. I'm a lady.
All right. Well, there we go.
All right. Ignore him. Celeste, it is bizarre. Sounds like a great date. The producer says your date's name is Josh. Is that correct before I call Josh?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to call Josh and ask him about the date. See what he has to say. You'll be listening in. And at any point, you can jump in and talk to Josh, okay?
All right.
All of it, Jeff. All right, let's do this. We've had really good weather. That to me is like the perfect date.
Yeah.
Oh my God, convertible ride. Fried clams. Then a walk on the beach.
Oh.
Yes.
Convertible.
Maybe with a surfer, long hair, hot.
Oh, this is Josh.
Hi, Josh. This is Courtney.
What up, Josh? It's Walmart.
And we're calling from Kiss 95.7. I have to let you know you are on the radio.
Whoa. What's going on here?
Well, listen, we do something called Second Date Update, Josh. That's when if somebody goes on a first date, they have a great, great time, but they don't hear from that date again for a second date. They call us and we get answers. And so that's why we're calling you, Josh.
Okay.
I will refresh your memory because you could be like some sort of dating magnet where you go on dates all the time, but the date in particular, Celeste calls us, told us she went on a date with you. In fact, Josh, to me, sound like you planned the perfect date. Like you picked her up, beautiful weather, convertible, you go to the shore, you have seafood, you go for a walk on the beach. That sounds like the perfect date.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. Here's the thing. You know, first of all, I should have planned for the date better because I wouldn't have taken my convertible.
Okay.
Because all she did was complain about her hair the whole time. Like, you know, I pulled over to put the top up, right?
Yep. Uh-huh.
And she still complained about her hair for 40 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
And then after that, mm-hmm. you know, we were going to walk on the beach. And she complained about walking on the beach. She didn't want to take her shoes off. She didn't want to get sand in her toes.
Okay.
And I was like, well, wait, we're at the beach. That's the point. And so she's just way too high maintenance for me. Like, okay. I can't do that. I need low maintenance. No, okay. No good.
All right. Well,
Josh, it's all right, Celeste. Well,
Celeste is go ahead. Celeste is on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, sorry to put you on the spot. I had a really good time, and I'm high maintenance, low maintenance, whatever you say. I mean, I'm a girl. I wanted to look good for the date. I wanted to, you know, impress. So I got my hair done, and I got new shoes, and I mean, they weren't like beach appropriate, but. You know, I maybe would have been a little more low maintenance had I known that was the plan.
Good point.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
mean, first
off, too high maintenance. Like, it wasn't my. You know, I had a really good time with you, and you know, I'm not that high maintenance girl. I just wanted to. Look
I don't
it.
Know. First impressions. I gotta trust my gut on this one. I'm not so sure about this.
Okay. Can I just a little perspective, Josh? I went on a date once, a first date, and the guy picked me up in a motorcycle, and I was like, "What am I supposed to do with this?" Like, I went out and got my hair done. I had like high heels on. Like, he didn't give me the heads up, and it was kind of annoying. And I went with it, but I'm sure I complained because then I had helmet head. I don't know. Mm. And we've been together for 10 years.
I get it, but man, I mean, like, for a whole hour almost, I get it, but like over and over and over, like what if we have an argument, like when we're together, and like she's just gonna keep me up till like 3 a.m. arguing? Right. Not down with that.
Plus, I mean, Josh,
very unlikely. I think I was just like maybe a little, I don't know, insecure about it because I did all of this to get my hair done and got new shoes, and I just, I don't know. I thought that maybe because I was in the convertible with the top down, that like then my hair looked like crap afterwards. And I was a little insecure about it.
All right. Can I just ask? Just let me ask this question. Okay, I will pick up the tab if you want to try a second date. And maybe just let's just like Josh or even Celeste, why don't you plan it out? If you guys want to do that, I will pick up the tab because I just think it's a miscommunication, misunderstanding. I really do. I'd like to see you try again.
He's in, I'm in.
Are you in, Josh?
I mean, I got.
Yes.
Possibly. Okay. I don't know. I guess I could.
You could. I'm going to put you guys on hold because I really think we need to talk this out a little bit more. From a guy's point of view, I can understand why you're thinking it was just like high maintenance and complaining, but I understand where Celeste is coming from. She spent time to get her hair done. She bought new shoes. She probably didn't realize she was complaining as much as she was. I'm going to put you guys on hold because I really want to see you try and do one more date. So hold on. And Ava, it is time for Hollywood. Sometime this year, we're going to get a new album from Cardi B. She's promised her fans that. She wanted to release an album in 2020, but she says, I feel like the whole COVID thing discouraged me into putting out an album, which is funny because a lot of people were encouraged, like Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, Katy Perry. A lot of people were just...
Yeah.
Lots of new music. She was a little discouraged. She says, all I need is 1 week of making sure I can handle all of my business, and then I'm going to go away for a very long time, hide out, and finish my album.
Awesome. I can't wait till she hides out.
Dua Lipa is the new Puma brand ambassador. It's called the Maze Sneaker. This is the one that she's posing in all of the new Puma ads. It retails for about $90. It's going to launch on Puma's website at select retailers as well. All on April 16th. You can check out her Puma ads on our blog. And finally, Britney Spears and her boyfriend Sam got the COVID vaccine yesterday. Britney shared her experience on social media.
Okay, the people on the internet said it was really, really bad. It was like a bullet going through your arm. It was nothing. I felt nothing. I'm fine, and I hope I continue to stay fine.
There's a little more to that video. It was much like, remember Mariah Carey shared a video too?
Yes.
And it was bizarre. We couldn't, like, if you watch the Mariah video, you're like, what's going on? Why are there so many people in that room? There's a lot of things happening. I felt the same with Britney. I felt like Britney was rehearsing her lines.
Yeah, the video was very weird.
It was weird. And you can check it out. What the heck? Check it out. Kiss957.com/Courtney. Such good news. Oh, yes. Good news. Give it to me. I mean, I'm going to give it to you. It's Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 6:51. It's time for good news. Hey, share your good news with us, too. Maybe you've got a fundraiser you want to plug, or a new job, or a birthday, or a new boyfriend. Call us with your good news. 860-247-9570. Good news for Hartford residents. I'm kind of liking this. Trinity Health of New England's 24-hour Vaxathon is kicking off tonight.
Oh,
it's
really?
A Vaxathon. Trinity Health of New England planning to administer 4,000 Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine doses in a 24-hour period for people 16 and up who live in Hartford. It starts tonight at 5 p.m. It's going to go until Saturday evening. Like, it goes straight until Saturday evening. Happening at the Artist Collective in Hartford. Appointments are encouraged, but walk-ups are accepted. In addition to the vaccine, the whole day will include music and refreshments.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, we haven't had that in a long time. If you can combine some sort of outdoor fun with a vaccine, I'm taking it. So don't forget, that is all starting tonight at 5 p.m. Artist Collective in Hartford. You can walk up. Appointments are encouraged. Ooh, I'm so excited. That's my good news. What's your good news, Walmart Jeff?
My good news is, if you are getting the vaccine starting Monday, the 12th, our friends at Sam Adams are going to hook you up with a free beer just for getting your vaccine. Now, here's the deal.
Yeah, what do you have to do for that?
You have to get your vaccine, and then you have to post a picture of your vaccine sticker or Band-Aid, because a lot of places give out the I got my vaccine sticker.
Those are better than the card. Do not post your vaccine card, people.
So basically, you post your vaccine sticker or Band-Aid to Instagram or Twitter, tag Sam Adams Beer, and then if you're one of the first 10,000 people to do it, they will send you $7 through the Cash App.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it's a lot of work for $7.
It is.
And you may not even get it because it's for the first 10,000 people only.
But could that beer be a collector's item? Because I know the guy from Sam Adams.
Yeah, they're not giving you a beer. They're just giving you $7.
Oh, that's true. It's not.
So basically, you can blow it on
whatever you want.
Yeah.
You don't even have to buy the beer.
Vape sticks, pens, or whatever, cartridges.
All right. Well, it's all good news. Hey, if you've got good news, we would love to hear your good news. Call us right now, 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It's time for the Stun Gun Pop Quiz with my mother, Gail Walmart. Jeff, I've got the Stun Gun all charged up.
Oh, boy.
It's on a 6-foot pole because we can't sit close to each other, but I can still reach you. Boom. She has to answer questions about the show and get them right. She gets them wrong, I stun you. And my dad, JP, always helps her out.
Wow. He's the best part.
He is. She ignores him. And she needs to pay more attention to him.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Daddy, good morning.
How are you, Courtney?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I love you and I miss you.
Okay. I love you and I miss you, too. Walmart Jeff is here.
I know. How are you, Walmart?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, buddy.
All right. Stun Gun Pop Quiz with my mother, Gail. My dad, JP, is back up. Is Mom ready to play with us?
Oops. Mommy is not ready. Mommy had to go to an appointment. You just got Dada.
All right. Well, listen, Dad. You usually know the answers, so you're telling me you're filling in for Mom today.
I am filling in for your mother, and I don't have a backup. Do I have a lifeline I can call?
No, that's the thing.
Oh, jeez.
But here's Walmart,
sorry about that, buddy.
Hey, you're not using us as an alibi, are you?
I was thinking the same thing.
Was there really an appointment?
Yes, she does. Yeah.
Okay.
She's seeing one of her shrinks.
Gotcha.
Yeah, right. She's seeing a shrink.
One of her.
One. I hope she's not.
She always says she needs a shrink because she lives with me, so she's seeing a couple of them.
Well, we'll see, Dad. Hopefully you don't have her tied up somewhere. All right. Stun Gun Pop Quiz with my mother, Gail, but my dad, JP, sitting in because apparently my mother's not home. Question number one. Ooh. There's a shortage of this condiment.
Ketchup?
Yes, Dad! Ketchup. There is a ketchup shortage, but it's just the packets, so you don't have to stress.
I know. The kids drink it today. I mean, they put it on everything.
Everything.
Yeah, ketchup everywhere. All right, Stun Gun Pop Quiz with my mother, Gail. My dad is back up, and he's filling in for my mom today, and you're doing pretty good. Question number one you got. Question number two, are you ready?
I'm hoping I am. Give me a try.
Walmart Jeff had to replace this at his parents' house recently because his son Cash broke it.
I know that one, Jeff. I know that.
Nice.
That phone hit the house phone. Oh, my God.
Yes!
I like this.
But how'd you buy one for only $50?
Yeah.
Wow, Dad. Very good.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if you'll get the last one. I hope you do.
I'll try to.
According to recent research, 60% of women say they like this on a guy.
Oh, and I don't understand what it is. Bad bod?
Yes! Dad! Yes! You got all three right. It's a dad bod.
Oh, dad bod. Yeah, yeah, like dad bod. I know. What is dad bod, though?
A dad bod is like what you and Jeff have. Like, you're not, you know, like a little loose.
Yeah, we're not in
great. Oh, okay. Gotcha, gotcha. All right.
We're
okay,
not in great shape.
I was trying to find out what it was. A dad bod.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? This is amazing. And I will say, for the first time ever, we actually do have a prize, and we're going to be sending you a $1,000 check in your name to your house. Congratulations.
Well, you do owe me, Jeff. You do owe me on this one.
Wow. Yeah. Good job, Dad. All three right.
Love you guys.
You can let Mom out of the basement now.
Okay. I will. I love you.
All right. Love you. Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 7:23. Hey, are you following us on Instagram? I hope you are. Inside Scoop on Instagram. Actually, I just posted something about pay your bills. It's back.
Oh, nice.
The scoop is on our Instagram page. Follow us at Courtney Kiss 95.7. It is time for Walmart Chess Junk.
And speaking of social media, you'll be shocked by the amount of people that are actually on social media in America. And you'll also be shocked at what the number one social media website/app is.
Okay. First of all, I don't think I'll be shocked because I think a lot of people that even didn't like social media or want to deal with social media during the pandemic was like, wow, we got nothing to do. Let's TikTok. Let's do Instagram. Let's tweet. Let's Facebook. Like, it was crazy.
Let's check it out.
Yes.
So 72% of Americans are actually on social media.
I believe it.
That
yes.
That is a really big number.
Yes, I believe it.
I will give you the top sites people are using.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
And like I said, number one was shocking for me.
Was it?
It was.
Do you use it?
Everyone uses it.
Okay.
And you don't even realize it.
Okay.
Twitter, 23% of people are using Twitter.
Yeah, I'm not a big Twitter fan myself.
I have Twitter. Snapchat next on the list. 25% of people have Snapchat.
Yeah.
I have Snapchat as well. LinkedIn, 28%.
Well, that's up there now because people are looking for jobs.
Yeah. Pinterest, 31% of people have the Pinterest app.
Really good recipes on Pinterest.
Instagram, 40% of people are using Instagram.
Yeah, you got to have Instagram.
Facebook, 69%.
Yeah.
69% of people. 69% of people are using Facebook.
Yes. I like Facebook and Insta.
Would you like to take a guess at the number one social media app?
It's TikTok.
No.
It's not TikTok?
Even, TikTok wasn't even in like the top five.
It's not MySpace, is it?
No, it's not MySpace.
Is that even around anymore?
I don't know. YouTube is the top social media website. And you don't really think of YouTube as social media,
no,
but everyone has a blog, a video blog, whatever. It's all up there on YouTube. 81% of people say they use YouTube.
And I tell you what, that's probably only since the pandemic because that's how I learned how to play guitar. I do my detox your body with yoga classes on YouTube. Everything I do during the day, I just YouTube it and I get it done. How to cut your own hair, YouTube it. How to fix the toilet, YouTube it. You can do so many things.
Yeah, and if you're like me and you have two kids, YouTube is also the babysitter on Friday nights when you and your wife want to get away.
All right, it is 7:25. Sad news. Prince Philip has passed away at the age of 99.
Wow.
I will give you the scoop on that coming up this hour at 7:40. All the hits, Kiss 95, 7:40 and Kiss of the Morning. It is time for your Hollywood Report. And this is just breaking. Queen Elizabeth's husband, Prince Philip, has passed away at the age of 99. He recently spent a month in the hospital for a heart condition and infection. The royal family posted this statement. It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen has announced the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness, the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle.
I hate to say
it. He was home.
I hate to say it, but boy, that funeral is going to be something.
Well,
with all the stuff that was happening with Harry and Meghan not too long ago.
I know. Prince Harry and Prince William are not talking.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle and Kate, they're fighting. So it's going to be interesting. Police in Southern California have been getting pretty well acquainted with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, that's for sure. Cops have been called to their house 9 times in 9 months. They've only lived there 9 months. So one, on average of once a month for either alarms going off or people trespassing. Harry and Meghan have been talking a lot about like their security concerns. Their protection was withdrawn after they stepped down from their royal duties last year.
That's right. Yeah.
You're stepping down. Listen, I love the royal family. I love Meghan. I love Harry, but you're stepping down. Pay for your own.
Yeah. Just head over to Best Buy and buy like the Ring doorbell camera or something like that.
And finally, Travis Barker has made his love for Kourtney Kardashian permanent. They've been dating only a handful of months, but yesterday he was spotted with a new tattoo, the name Kourtney above his left nipple. Classy. You can see that tattoo and more in all of these stories. Kiss957.com/Kourtney. Love it. All the hits. Kiss95.7. Kourtney and Kiss in the Morning. 7:50 on the dot. Time for good news. And if you've got good news to share with us, please call us. It doesn't matter what it is. Maybe you're taking today off. It's Friday. It's going to be beautiful weather. Call us. 860-247-9570. I've got great news. For Hartford residents, it's a Vaxathon. I love these. I want a Vaxathon to come to Windsor already. Trinity Health of New England's 24-hour Vaxathon kicking off tonight. Trinity Health of New England administering 4,000 Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine doses in a 24-hour period, ages 16 and up, Hartford residents only, starting tonight at 5 p.m. And it's going to go straight until tomorrow night. It's all happening at the Artist Collective in Hartford. Appointments are encouraged, but walk-ups are accepted. In addition to getting that vaccine, there's going to be music and refreshments and like a little...
That's pretty cool.
I guess outdoor party. Yeah. Socially distance, wear your mask, get a vaccine, have a snack, hear some music. Yes. Nice. Like every town needs to do this, please. It is the Vaxathon kicking off tonight at 5:30 in Hartford. There you go. That's my good news. What's your good news, Walmart job?
Yeah. And if you are planning on getting the vaccine, I'm going to hook you up with free beer.
Okay.
Well, I'm not. Starting Monday, April 12th, Sam Adams is going to hook you up with a free beer if you get the shot. Now, here's the deal. For the first 10,000 people that post a photo of their vaccine sticker or Band-Aid to Instagram or Twitter.
Not the card, because that'll give away information.
Using the @ Samuel Adams Beer, they are going to hook the first 10,000 people up with $7 through the Cash App.
Okay.
So yeah, you get the shot. Nice. Sam Adams will hook you up with $7 through the Cash App so you can buy yourself a beer.
I like that. Not bad. Hey, if you've got good news, why not share with us? Sharing is caring. Call us 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Erica.
Erica, where are you calling from?
Hartford, Connecticut.
Woo, welcome to the show. What's your good news?
My good news is that I just passed my predictor exam for nursing school.
Yay!
Nice. Congratulations.
Oh, my.
Thank you.
Gosh, that's so exciting. You need to celebrate this weekend.
I definitely am.
You know what? It sounds like you have children in the car.
I do. I have three. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Congratulations. That is fantastic. One step closer to becoming a nurse. We love you. Thank you for sharing your good news.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. You can share your good news just like Erica, 860-247-9570.